Don Riles will restart.
Okay.
The Morris is Gufa Amarova, right, Rova said. Two dinim here. See, one din we quote and one din we will quote. Sike hagabe mavoi, sheesh olechik shere. We said if a person puts up schach on a mavoi. Now there's a discussion we've shown him, which is really that first toast on the page. I'm not really going into at length, but to what type of mavoi we're talking about. A mavoi which is mefulosh, meaning it goes through thoroughfare, that's open at the other end, or to a mavoi sasim, which is closed at the other end. That's important. But for right now, let's assume that there were two defanos, opposite each other, and just a lechi on the other side, and a third dolphin. So it says kshera. Okay? Kshera what? Kshera on the Shabbos of Sukkot, as we discussed back in the law. On the Shabbos of Sukkot, that's kosher. Because since it's considered a mechitza for Shabbos purposes, it's a mechitza for Sukkot purposes too. Right? That's the first case that we saw. Now, v'amar Rava, and again, we had the whole question of Rava Rabba, which again, I'm not going to go into now. Either remember we had discussed in our previous Amar. So it's v'amar Rava, Rabba, sike chagabe pasei biroz. Remember, pasei biroz was, I showed you the Mishnah a number of times in Erevin, where you had the, Rashi has a picture of it here, you had these right angles. You know, what's inaccurate about this picture, anyway, is that it looks here like most of it is a wall, right? But it's not really the case. You just have a right angle to the corner. It could be a lot of space in between instead of only a little space in between. And we mentioned the missionary event as a machlokas, but you also need a flat, so straight wall kind of in the middle, right? You need 12 things altogether instead of the 8, but okay, possibly rolls. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Beperek Sheni, the Erevin, okay, Tanan, the Hitiru, again, it's makeshift area of one of the coolest for the Ole Regalim, had the animals. Lasos the Biros. Biros are public wells, Shemeshus HaRabim. Pasin Arbo, Kamo Diyumdim. These right angles, like in the picture. Biroin Ke'ilu Yesh Mechitza Mizel Azev. And Imza Abor, the pit, the well, in the middle is Mukof Mechitza. So Umala Mitoch Latocha Mechitza. Okay, you can bring water out of there into the enclosed area so the animals can drink. Even though we ordinarily, again, this picture makes it look like there is Shtam Kilchosen, you know, but even if we require Shtam Kilchosen, nonetheless, we have this Kula by Pasei Biroz. So Rava says the same thing, since it's considered a Rishus HaRabim for a Shabbos purpose, it's considered a valid dolphin for Sukkot purpose. Well, again, the Sukkot during Sukkot. There's a Shabbos during Sukkot. Okay? So that is the. That's the case of Pasei Biroz. The Gemara says Utsuicha, okay, and Rava had to teach us both of these dinim. Why? The Iash min Mavoi. If you would have only told me the rule of Mavoi, then I would say okay, because Mishum Diikah stayed the finest ma'as. At least has two valid walls, right? And the Pasei Biroz is really no valid walls. Right? If you told me Mavoi, I would have said yeah, the Mavoi has two full normal walls. Aval Gabe Pasei Biroz, the Lekah the finest ma'as. There are no full walls in the Pasei Biroz case, just these right angle walls at each corner, but there's no full walls. Same alone, I might have thought, no, there you can't apply the Migo. Okay? In other words, I might have thought, yes, we're not challenging the Din of Pasei Biroz, but to say that extends to Sukkah, that I may not have applied that Migo. Because again, at least in the case of Mavi, I have two walls, all right, so now it's only a question of the third wall. We said the third wall can be a tefach, so here it can be less than a tefach, a lechi, a kosher, whatever. That I can understand, because at least you have two walls. But I wouldn't necessarily have learned that if you put a schach over Pasei Biroz, right over each of these angles, that'd also be good, because they don't even have walls. I might have thought, that's why Rava needed to teach us that din. Okay? Let's look in Rashi. Tzricha, l'rova l'mei mahanech tlas shmaitza. Actually, three things. Because we'll see the third thing later. You know, what are the three? Rashi, the third one is the din, you know, going all the way back to the fact that you can have a third of the field of tefach. We'll see that in a second. Okay? There, the migo will extend the kula because at least I have two full walls. Okay? But by Pasei Biroz, okay? Ikar shom dalad yumdim, no, so that's on that side. On the other side, okay, the I Ashmin again. Let's read the Gemara again. Utsuicha, the Ashmin Mava Mishum Dika Shteid Afanas Ma'aso. I got a Pasei Biroz. The Lekah Shteid Afanas Ma'aso. Emalo, good. That's why I had to tell me. The I Ashmin Pasei Biroz Mishum Dika Sham Arba Defanos. Because there are walls in all four directions. True, they're not long walls, but there are walls in all four directions. Therefore, I might have thought it's good by sukkah. There we'll say the migu because there is some form of a wall in each of the four on each of the four sides. Okay. However, I will see Rabbi Mavoi the lekas shamar b'tfanos and malo. But by Mavoi, there aren't four walls. I might have thought no. So each one has a side. Well, I would have thought maybe the migo shouldn't apply. So kamashram whoever comes to no, it does apply. The migo does apply. Okay. And then the Gemara says. Okay, the third din of Rava is what he said back on Amud Aleph. Rava again, Rava. The Rava said, "Migu da havidofen lin sukkah, havidofen lin Shabbos." Okay, that's by the case of why did Rava have to tell us that rule that if the dofen for sukkah, the dofen for Shabbos? Okay, so he says the other way around. In these two cases are it's migud havidofen l'sukkah Shabbos havidofen l'sukkah. On Amud Aleph, Rava said migud havidofen l'sukkah havidofen l'Shabbos. The reverse case, right? If something works for sukkah, works for Shabbos too. So the Gemara, that's a third. But it's also Rava. Again, we'll read what it says in the Gemara. Rava. So if Rava would have only told us that din, okay? If Rava would have told these two dinim, v'yeshu nahani tarte, if he told me these two dinim, that what? That sicha chagabe mavuitz works. And Sikha Gabi Pasibros also works. I would have thought Mechamir to Lakilta. Okay, well, Shabbos is generally more chomer than Sukkahs. Okay, I would have thought, well, if it's Mechitza for Shabbos, which is more stringent, it's certainly Mechitza for Sukkah, but I wouldn't necessarily known the other way. Ava Mechilta Lachamirta would not have necessarily known that somebody works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. And therefore, Tzricha, that's why we need all these cases. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Rashi. The Ashmin Pasibaros, Ikosham Arba Diyum, no to Arba Ruchas. You have some wall in each of the four directions. Shtaim Lechol Mechitza Am Mikan and Am Mikan. You have an Am on each side. So the Shadiyum Dim Rechav and Am Lechol Tzad. The Yum Dim and Am wide on each side. So you have some form of a wall, so I might have thought that's different. And Vishman Hanach Tartin would have told me those two cases. The Low Ashmin Nahach Tamil La'el, Vechain L'Shabbos, Rav is ruling above. The ones is good for Sukkot, good for Shabbos. Havin Mechamir Telekilta, who the Amar Migo. This migo only works in one direction, from the stringent to the lenient, but wouldn't necessarily work from the lenient to the stringent. Come on, Ashwalon. Okay, that, you know, pretty straightforward. So let's look at the Tosos, because there are a number of things to point out here. First of all, Tosos says on the second Tosos on the page, Sika Chagavi Pasavi Rose. So, migo da have mechitzo in the Shabbos. All right, that's what we said. It's a mechitza for Shabbos. It works for Sukkot. Afal gav de lo hitir lelo regalim. But Tosfos says 1 second. That din of Pasav Yiros was special kula for the Olei Regalim. Okay, and not only that, but even in terms of the Olei Regalim. Okay, Olei Regalim nami lo hitiru. We'll put in the box the horrors. Olei Regalim nami lo hitiru elo behemtom. And it's always a kula to feed the animals. Aval Adam, that the Gemara says that Mefurish and Erevin Daf Chafarav, I could have reprinted it, but we saw it already. Right, a person who wants to drink from one of the wells, what does he have to do? Remember, go down. It's got to go down until you can't bring it out, right? Aval Adam, Mitpas Biyard, Mitpas Ole. He goes down, you know, climbs down, gets his water, and climbs back up and down. Okay? So, how do we, you know, in other words, we want to say, well, it's good for Sukkah, Sikech, Agabi Pasibiros works. For the sukkah, Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkahs, or Shabbos Yom Tov Sukkahs, whatever, the Shabbos of Sukkahs, because it works for Shabbos. 1 second, it doesn't really work 100% for Shabbos either. Special kula for the Olei Regalim, special kula for the animals and so on, to feed the animals. Mikol Mokom, says Tosfos, Kevan to Mido Raisa Shori Becholinim. Okay, Mido Raisa works in every case, okay, even for people, even not for Olei Regalim. So, Mino Migo, Afilu Darbonim, Lo Asri Mishum Mitzvah Sukkah. And therefore, the Rabbanon who aser possibly rose for pino. It's me though, right? It's a taka works. That objection I just made, that it's a kula for Olei Regalim, it's a kula only to provide water to the animals. That's me though, right? That works even across the board. Me though, Rabbanon, they said, what? Me though, Rabbanon, they said, well, a person shouldn't. That's over here. Okay, thank you. So, but me though, Rabbanon. It doesn't work for these cases, so the Midrabanan, but Midoraisa it does work, so therefore, Mishum Mitzvah Sukkah. The Rabbanan didn't ask for the Mitzvah Sukkah. The Chiyavit Tzvichas Mimbabesh Yesh Olechim, we pass in Loshayach Lomemar High Time of the Shita Late Time of the Mitzvah. Now, I want to do the end of Tosfos first. Tosfos says that the reason it works is why? Because Darais it works, for even not for animals, even not for all your galim. Midrabanan, they said, on the ordinary servant, you can't rely on it. And Sukkah, we go back to the din Darais. Just asks Tosis against himself, well, that's all well and good. That's true. So why did the Gemara say that tzrichas? Why did the Gemara have to say, oh, the Gemara should have said at the end, what's the chiddush of the Pasi Baroz case? I'll tell the chiddush of the Pasi Baroz case. It works, even though it doesn't normally work with Rabbanon, and I'm sorry, even with Rabbanon, it doesn't work for people, or it doesn't work for, non-Oler Golem situations. The chiddush is it does work. That's a good tzrichas, right? Why did the Gemara say that? One assumes that's obvious, that works for the sake of the mitzvah. I'm not sure I understand fully what getting at, but that's what Tosfos says. You could have used that three, but that's more obvious. So I printed on the sheets, the Aruch on there, source number four, on this Tosfos, Zayin ben Alav Devas Sicha Gavi Pasik Rose, okay? That goes back to this machlokas. Are we talking about a mavoi mefulash or a mavoi sosim? The Tosis above said, the previous Tosis says that we're talking about tzika gabo sheishol lechi. That's talking about ayre begimel mechitzas. Tafilu d'abanan shari late in Shabbos. Even on Shabbos is good. It's got three mechitzas. Okay, but okay, shapir yikshe to have mitzvah and have tzrichas. Avoloshitas Rashi darmer mufulosh, and it's only base mechitzas. The gamlin and Shabbos they'll have rishul yachid. Rak mido raiso mashemata besukal gamrei mishumigo. Hainu mitam mitzvah kamosh kazam arshal lo kosher. To have tzrichas or kai gamlin, the tarbayalom with the rak mitam mitzvah. Okay, the mitzvah applies to according to basically the Aruchan is saying is that. It's only this kasha of why to use the tzrichas only works as well. It only works according to Tosfos himself, who says that on Shabbos it also is the rice okay because that's the tzrichas, right? What do you need to tell me? We get David Dolphin on Shabbos, David Dolphin in Sukkah, and so on and so forth. And so he says the same tzrichas. The Aruch HaNer says his point that mitzvah shiny. That's only true if you're talking about that even the Rabbanan it's mutar on Shabbos, okay, and therefore you can say it's tzrichas. Let's see again one second.
Tosfos is saying Shabbos is only a kasha for Tosfos.
Tosfos.
For Rashi, the case where this, assumably you couldn't even come out to that tzrichas.
There's no tzrichas because of Shabbos also. That's what I'm saying, but it's the same din. Okay, there is no tzrichas. Okay, according to Rashi, according to Mabim and Foolish. That's also only the right. It's also mutar deraisa, but Rabbanan is no good. So that's not a tzrichas. Okay, that's basically the Aruch HaNer's hara. Okay, there's no difference between the mavi and pasibiris at all because even without the mitzvah, he's in both cases also with Rabbanan to metaltele, right? According to Rashi's way of learning, other Rishonim say it again. According to Rashi and other Rishonim is that even without the kula of mitzvah, right? Even without the mitzvah situation, it's still also midrabanan. In both cases, both by Shabbos and by Sukkah. Therefore, that wouldn't have been a valid tzrichas. It's only a question according to Tosfos where it's completely enclosed, and so it's only by Shabbos is good. That's why I did the tzrichas. Okay, that's the Aruch HaNer pointing out. But there is another question. The question is lemaisa. Okay, and here we'll find an interesting machlok. Let's take a look in the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh is a Perek Aleph Simitez. Because the question is, where do we go now with this idea that the Gemara and Erevin was only Matir, Tosis, the first part of Tosis, the first Kasha of Tosis was, the second point was just a Tosis, a Shitosis, so to speak. You shouldn't have had that, you could have had a different Tzrichas. And Tosis gets out of it by saying, yeah, well, we could have, but it's kind of obvious. A weak answer, maybe, but the Aruch HaNer points out, according to Rashi, you wouldn't need that. You don't need that. It's not a Tzrichas. But now the question is as follows. When do we say this migo? Let's be honest, as Tosfos pointed out, the whole heter of Pasi Baroz is only a heter of Oler Golem, it's only a heter of the animals and so on. So the Rosh, kind of in the middle of Perek Aleph Simen Tes, he says, Omar Rava, Sika Galavi Pasi Baroz. And we have it, it's kind of like right in the middle of Perek Aleph Simen Tes. Sika Galavi Pasi Baroz Ksheira, B'Shabbos Tesukah. The Miga Dovon, the Shabbos of Dovon Tesukah. So Tiyas the same kasha. Alpha God the Lord Tiyah Olor Golem, Olor Golem Nano Tiyah, Behemtam, same kasha as also. Alpha other mitzvahs for Olor, mitzvahs Yorid. Mishu mitzvah Sukhi, Tiyah Alpha Talta B'Shabbos Sukhi. Right? Vechein Kosov Ritz Geyes, Shemutal Talta B'O Midi Da Hava Ashtan Kil Choson Shri Safil Tefa. What he's saying is as follows. He's saying, I'm asking the Alamaisa, does this Migo work even if there is no well there, even if it's not Olor Golem? In other words, maybe the Migo will work, and this is the underlying question of Tosis, the underlying question of Rosh. Maybe Migo le'inyan Shabbos, Migo da'avidofel in Shabbos, avidofel in Sukkah, in the case of possibly Rose, will only be if it's Taka, an older Golem case, and it's for the, in other words, maybe there has to be a well there. Maybe there has to be that it was set up Taka as possibly Rose. So then Taka is good for Sukkahs as well. But in a regular situation where there's no Oli Regel and there's no well in the middle, so then this wouldn't work. See, if you just build Pasei Biros for your Sukkah, there's no well there, you just build this Diumdin, these four right angles, one at each corner, according to this approach, according to a possible approach, it wouldn't work. Because you can't say Mika the Habi Dofen in Shabbos. It's not a Dofen in Shabbos because there's no well there.
Right? It is, because then it's rejected for Shinta.
Say it again?
Said
it is. But I'm saying, the Rosh is saying it also. But he's saying, but Rabbi Yochasa, let's read further. Behind because of its gaze, Shemutal Tatabo, Midi the Havish, time to Kilchasa, she's a Philo Tefach. It's no worse than two Kilchasa, a third is a Philo Tefach. So also, you're right, it also works, it's a Shusay Hafen, that's it. Doesn't matter whether it really has a passing. In other words, does the Migo go to Halacha, even to Abon? One could argue that when it says Miga David Ophelin in Shabbos, meaning it works under all circumstances in Hilchos Shabbos, not just Araisa, it works under all cases in Hilchos Shabbos, so it'll work also for the Sukkahs of Shabbos. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is, no, it works when it works, and then you can apply the Migo. But when it doesn't work, like there's no well there, then it doesn't work. So it says that Rav Yoh Kosov, Rafilo Niska Mahati Biros, Rav Yoh agrees, he says, even if it wasn't set up lahati biros to not there any well, kagon she'ain bor, there's no well there, no pit there. Kevon de'im haya sham bor haya nidom mishum mechitzu v'shari ubechadim asigotzu rafi b'yadim haysuk sher. But he says, what if you do that in your yard? And the Rav Yoh is not so sure. The Rav Yoh is kind of a middle position. He says there has to be at least a potential for there to be some kind of a well there. For you to just set up Pasei Biros style diumdin, these right angles, in your yard. You see what he says? He says, V'chotzer, im osa, kayotze barafi beyond there, I'm not sure, im osa ksheira. It was out in the field somewhere, where theoretically it could have been a board, okay, I'll let you have that too, even if there isn't. But to apply it now in a chotzer, it's not even no geya, that he's not sure. But Yisra, V'sena, she stopped with Ramhalo Akan. Okay, and he says there were those who were, you know, who aren't clear about this. Okay, so the Rosh says there is some more mesupik about this din. And the Rav Yoh says, as I pointed out, kind of in a middle position, that at least it has to be a place where theoretically it could be a, you know, a well there, even if it doesn't happen to be right now, as opposed to somebody's backyard. You know, we don't have that set up. Let's take a look in the run.
Everybody agrees that for Shabbos it'd be fine.
Lav Dafka. Oh no, Shabbos. Right, you just want to apply the Migo. Yeah. Now it's interesting. Let's take a look at the Ran. It's on page Gimel Aleph. Should say V'amar. Just a minute. So I found where I want to start the round. So I'm a rubber. See how I'm moving. I printed the wrong thing. Okay, hold on. Oh, let's look at the riff first. I'm sorry. Let's look at the riff. Look at the riff itself. The riff quotes the Gemara, top of Gimel and Aleph. I'm a rubber. Okay, you see it? Very top of the page. Okay. I'm a rubber. He quotes the Gemara. Now, what's important about that is the following. Okay, the Rif, generally speaking, only quotes halachas that are what? No gay lamaisa. Okay, so the Rif does not quote gemaras that relate to karbanos and so on and so forth. So evidently, the Rif is saying by quoting this, he seems to be saying that it's not, even though it was originally said as a kula for olir regalim, there's no olir regalim now. Okay, there's no olir regalim now, and the Rif brings it in anyways. So if the Rif brings it in, it's a riot that he's saying this works. What? Even nowadays, even without olir regalim, even without a well, and so on.
Okay,
Exactly. So you're quoting here in Sukkah. It's a big davar dofen in Shabbos, a dofen in Sukkah. Yeah, that's the point. The Rif, see, by quoting the din, he's saying that it works across the board. I mean, otherwise he wouldn't have quoted it. You don't need to say. Now, if you look in the Ran, okay, the Amar Rava, like, you know, sort of almost to the bottom of the little mem, the Amar Rava, Sika Gabi Patsi Boros Ksheva, Sheitir La Olar Gom Lasso Dal Patsim Ala Boros, Shibidrochim, Kay Shema, Shibisoha Patsim, Rishi Yachid, the Mutter Lishov Mina Bor, Shirish Yachid, La Nech Shah Swaso, you could draw water out of the pit and put it right there at the edge of the well. And Umami Dal Pasim Gona Sar has really 10 for 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 Sherocho kol pasupa shnei amos kamin gam. Right, gam is the right angle. Do you have it? Okay. Kamin gam amal kam amal kam. Uperikos and pasim pirshu kam a rebekhi benen v'yemuter lemalas v'rabo liyafal soso. Fine. Nadika shamar mechitzah dafal gav delav mechitzah ma'alim menu. Okay, even though not real mechitzahs, but at least they have a shema mechitzah. Shema is. I put that rod in because it swallows up a point that's an important point. Remember we discussed in the past, so when the brisker, you know, is it a din of a dolphin or a shame dolphin, right? He says, even though these diumdin are not real dolphin, but they have a shame dolphin, right? They're not in Tvanos Malia, but they have a shame dolphin. I'm just pointing that out, right? In other words, that's what the rod says. He says, Afaka la mechitz malia, you know, shmo de dal mechitz miyika. It has the shame of a dolphin. Okay. V'chol korav afazizal. There's no mingo nowadays. How do you make them again? I still work for Shabbos. How do you make the mingo? Okay, because there's no the whole hetto is the olur golem. So he says, "V'nirish harav fasid el sover shalgabe pasi biros lav dafke and I feel kein pasi biros itiru." The came in the Medina pasi biros liyohad gemuru el she also talked about medivrayim. Okay, but Gabe Olu Regalim had Midu Divrayim al Din Torah Kadesh Liyimnu Lalos Avegel. Hachanami Ukwa Din Torah Kadesh Sipuk Biad Kaladam Liskos Bimitzuzu. So apparently says the Rif holds and Hachanami. We go back to the Din Doraisa just like by Shabbos, and we say that it's okay. So even if you don't have that exact kulit Kain possibly rose, there's no well here, there's no water here. It's not the same case, but nonetheless the Diyum didn't work. So that's the Migo. Right, people shouldn't be discouraged from coming to the Olu Regal because they have to worry where they're going to get water from the animals. Here you have the setup, the cooler, okay, which puts the din back to the Daraisa. Says the rod again, instructively, Hacha Nami Ukma Din Torah. We want to go back to the Din Torah. That is good. Just like we do that by Pasadi Rose, we'll do it for Olu Regal, we'll do that here for Sukkah. Right? Even though there's no well, it's Kain Pasadi Rose. However, the rod says, V'ain Zemachur Etzli. The Yahki Sikha Hagabi Mobi Yishwalechi, okay, Bagabi Pasiv Zoros Lo Shekha Dodi Klal. He says the two cases are not really similar at all. Okay? Because by Sikha Hagabi Mobi, it's not going back, at least what he's learning, it's not going back to some Torah ruling. Okay? Whereas here by Mobi, by Sikha Mobi Yishwalechi, okay, and the case of Sikha Pasiv Zoros are not connected. Okay? And the Gemara wants to show that Tzrichas, they are connected. You know, you could argue, what do you need a tzricha? So these are two totally different dinim. That's what we're saying by possibly rose, is we go back to the Doraisa rule. Okay, that's not the case by Sikha Gabi Mavoi. Although, again, the way Tosas learned it would be, you know.
Either
Rans Tefet or Rashi. Like Rashi or Rashi. Because the way Tosas learning, it would be going back to the Doraisa if the Doraisa is good. If the Ran learns that there's no Doraisa to fall back on. In which case, it's really not the same. The two cases are different. So why would the Gemara start hunting for Tzvichas? So they're two totally different demons. Right? Tzvichas usually means I could have learned one out from the other, so to speak. You would have just told me one, I would have figured the other one out. Not necessarily, right? Here, if you would have just told me the case of Pasuk Rosh, I would have said, yeah, it works because it goes back to Doraisa. Okay? And it's not the same. In other words, explains why you need the Tzvichas, right? The Tzvichas assumption is the assumption of saying, well, what's the Tzvichas? Is that there's a common ground. You know, according to this, there's no common ground. But that's the run. Okay? But again, you see that he definitely learns the riff as saying that it's they don't need possibly, you don't need a well, you don't need another golem, and all that. Whereas the Ran himself is unsure. Let's look back on the sheet of the Chidusha HaRitva on here in Zadim Beis. For Omer Rav Sikat Av Pasuk Shere Mashma, he says the Davka Agave Pasuk Rosh Mamish Ula Ola Regolem. He says no. The simple Mashma says that it works Davka for what? Actual Pasuk Rosh, actual Ola Regolem Shetiru Nachalim in Shabbos. Aval Agave Pasuk Ein Biros, right? And again, like we had, or Inami. Is man the lek older golem? I feel a gabe pasros low machshirin and low linen Shabbos only in sukkah. He won't say even for linen Shabbos. You asked that before. According to Ritva, even for Shabbos maybe it doesn't work. And sukkah wouldn't work for sukkah. V'chein kosu v'tosu. That's how he learns tosus. I think you don't have to learn tosus that way, but he learns tosus that way. V'chein das balamor. However, on the other hand, right? So the Ritva wants to argue, at least according to this, I mean, at this point, is that it doesn't work for anything. It has to be the special cooler only by, yeah.
What's the star for the good to say that it should be extended even nowadays?
He's saying it shouldn't be.
No, for the rift.
Oh, the rift is saying? I mean, without falling back on the rice, you mean?
Yeah.
That's how they're wrong. The wrong is just falling back on the rice.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is it noticed that they're wrong? Like,
I guess like Tosefta the Mitzvah. Oh, you mean on Shabbos or on Sukkot?
Both.
Yeah, well, on Sukkot you can say because the Mitzvah. I mean, on Shabbos, why would they why would they retain the Kula?
Right.
Why would they retain the Kula even for Shabbos? And to come out for Sukkot, I could retain it for Mitzvah. But why on Shabbos they retain it? So why would they retain the Kula? I said once they said it, they said it. I mean, there's a question. Let's see a little vital. We'll see. Okay. Aval ben alfasi zal hebiyah b'lchoso. The afal pi. Bishmizman hazeh. She'ein bishmizman hazeh olor golem. Nirishu sover. Al gabe pasros lav dafka. El afil al ka'ein pasros itiris. Why? Doha medina al gabe pasros. Yachad gimuri. El ashe also talton b'vayim. Because the older we go, we have all the Torah that they show you know, but also we go, oh, can I be the Torah that she says? Sipik, we are called the list of mitzvah zuh, so I mean, he gives the same answer, the mitzvah sukkah. But you're asking why the kula should be retained for Shabbos, that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Why should the kula be retained for Shabbos on mitzvah to bring in?
Please answer that there was never really kula in the first place, there was just that.
Yeah, but it,
you knew
it
was Shabbat. I mean,
the rest of it. No, but they made it about bottom. They said it about you can't carry that. But why would... I mean, by Pasei B'Rosh, maybe. I mean, there never goes there. There never goes there by Pasei B'Rosh. Not that they were goes there and then undid it, but there never goes in the first place. What's he saying? That could be. I just want to point out the Meiri, okay, holds the other way. The Meiri, if you saw the base of Kira, there is Zion base. Sika Gav Pazros, Asun Oro Gom, Al Derech Shabash Mashin Shairin, Latirim Lisho Baham, there's Komach Shaban, Dum the Nexus Yachin, there's Aver Shaban, Time Nexus, Kapsachim, fine, the wall space is like entrance and so on. Afri Shane Shum, so but Shair also, Shabbos Rechag, Levad, Lola Rechol, or Shabbos Gam Kaila Ola Regom, Levad. O bizman hazeh, bizman sheyesh sham bata yeshiva sham in the tzvichon or sham lekbo apirkam. He says, well, there are cases bizman hazeh would be allowed also. Namely, where there's some compelling reason, like there's a yeshiva nearby and the Talmud have to travel there, they have to get access to water. In other words, what's the Miri driving at? Well, fair, and it really shouldn't work, bizman hazeh. If you can concoct a case where there's a mitzvah involved, you know, they want to make it easier for a person, that'll address your question in terms of Shabbos, because the Rif. You know, the Rif doesn't say this, okay? The Rif doesn't limit it to this case. It was the Meiri, The Miri is saying that even by Shabbos, it seems only to limit a case for what? It's a mitzvah involved, right? That's what he says. People have a yeshiva nearby, a base medrash, and people have to get there, and you want to learn there, and if there's no water, it's not going to be pleasant, etc., etc. So the Miri seems to only be saying that there has to be some kind of mitzvah quality to it, even for Shabbos. Maybe that's the riffles too, I don't know. You follow? You know what I mean? But the Miri is different than all the other Rishonim. And the Miri is not saying, once they're allowed, they're allowed. The halitosis and Iran. Okay. Now, la halacha, so Shulchan Aruch says it's in a tough for Eishalam and Siv Zayin. Sika gabe mova sheish olechi. Okay. O gabe be'er sheish olpasin. Pirish kashe itzius abel aso sushiyavim. Harezu sukkah ksheir lo'os and Shabbos v'lo chachag v'vah. That sukkah is kosher for that Shabbos, anyway. Mitok shalechi zeh olpasin elu mechitzus l'in Shabbos. Nachshav osam mechitzus l'in sukkah. Okay. But he says, v'ein lahatir el mokom shalechi upasin materially in Shabbos. But it's only in the limited occasion where taka works in Shabbos. Lo shach miko. Now that's a question. You know, the which he didn't answer. Okay, the Mishabur, it's a couple of Lamed Hay, writes in 11, Bizman Shiesh Oler Golem, but Idna Delek Oler Golem, Hechad Lo Shrichi Maya, the Mutal Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, we got Dav Kusarab, Ayachab, Abusarab, rather, below the Chotzer. Okay, so the Mishabur seems all like passing like the Miri. Right, Dafka, there's some Dvar Mitzvah involved, and it's not a real Shayachet, you can't do this in your backyard, only a real Shayachet. So, I'm just saying, that Shita makes it in there. Taka doesn't work, you know, it's not a full Mikum. Okay? Now, the Pnei Yeshua is 12 and 13, 12 and the Rosh Hashanah 13, on this Gemara. So, first he writes, Shomri Gemara Tzricha, right? Viyashmin Mavah, Mishalika, Shoshafanas Ma'ayas, Viyashmin Mavah, Mishalika, Shomar Bimchit, etc. So he says, one second. He just points out, Afal Gav, the Indian Shabbos Mashverk also passing the Plugta the Yehuda Rabbanan he the Yehuda Shom Arba Mechitzes Adif Rabbanan Shtei Mechitz Ma'ayas Adif the Kamal Karbanan that seems to be Machlokas over there. Okay, in other words, he says regarding the Machlokas Yehuda Nachachamim Yehuda hold two full Mechitzes are better than just having the name for Mechitzes and the Chacham disagree. Okay, and so Pnei was wondering, so what does the Gemara have at Tzvika? That's a machokas. The very Tzvika that we have here, well, you had to tell me both, because what I'd want, that's Taka machokas. Okay, which is more, which is better. Okay? And he says, Kama Kabana, Fil Hochi, Sukha, Shmini, Travail, Yin Sukha, the Mechitza, and the current Taya Milsa. Kedisa Leo, Vim Kain, Lefum, Hai Sura, Lo Domna, the Shabbos. Shmini, Hochi, Chesad, Lo Amin, Amiga, the Baha'i, the Lo Amin, Chitzin, Kar, Sko, Idach. He says, once you say like the Rabbanon, in that machokas, that Shtei Mechitzes Ma'alius is better. So, what's the Tzvicha, so to say, you need to teach in that case? You understand? That's the Benefit of Kasha. In other words, what do we need to say that it works by Sukkah? In other words, well, what's the Tzvicha? I would have thought, doesn't matter, we have Machlokas. And which is better, the Shtei Mechitzes? So, it's clear from the Gemara Erevin that, according to Rabbanon, the Shtei Mechitzes Ma'alius are better. Okay? So what now comes wrong and says, well, I might have thought that the other one was better. The Gemara concluded which one was better. Understand the question? So he answers, okay, that by Sukkah there's something else. There's a special requirements we discussed in the past also of Mechitas Hanikaros. Okay, Mechitas Hanikaros. Okay, and in that case, second, what are they worried about again? No, I don't know. Right, okay. So, I feel hoch each year Chosmin Travail in Sukkah, the Mechitz that in Quarantine is of Israel. You came with from high sorrow, low dumb of the Shabbos. And we should hoch each year Chosmin, the Lord made a Migo Baha'i from Mechitz that in Quarantine. I wouldn't have said the Migo from the case of the Rabbanon of what? I want to say we need two Mechitzes. I wouldn't have been able to say the Migo in that direction because maybe in a Hanami it's two Mechitzes for Shabbos, but it's not Linen Sukkah because you require Mechitzes in cars. That's why it's still need Rabbah. You understand what the Pnei Yeshua was doing? He's showing that you still need it, according, even according to that Shita Rabbanah. The next one is more relevant to what we just discussed. It says, Mil Lashita Saran. And he says, Uperusha the high migle of Fidim Bahadi Mikra, the Chaga Sukkos Tazak, while she was on the priest's ale. Right, you need this migo. What do you need a migo for altogether? Because the sukkah is going to include one. Sukkah is going to include one Shabbos. There has to be a way to be matter the sukkah. You are feeling now. Kavachom and the kosher and the kilt are fine. You can't sulok shayach shaper high tzvichas of the labos hashmin rava charezim them. You are feeling the kavachom and the kilt and can't amelia din but high kavachom and the raisa. The chol be the behind the raisa with Shabbos. My namely in sukkah and with Shabbos, namely on the Shabbos with chachag. You can't hadra kushal duchta idach meimad the rabba lamali. What do you need the second din? Okay? What do you need the din of Pasu Rose? No, of. What does it matter? 1 second.
Yeah, I mean. The Gemara said I need to bring the second.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter which is first.
Because I wouldn't learn the first and the second. Yeah, but you could learn the
second. Doesn't matter the order. It doesn't matter which is first and second, does it?
No, I mean.
You wouldn't learn.
First you brought, learn out Shabbos from Sukkah.
Yeah.
Then we said learn how to sukkah from
Shabbos. Shabbos, right.
So it said, that's the last two. I had to bring the first one because I couldn't learn out the first and the second.
Right, but now
you could learn out the
second one first. Right. But it doesn't matter which is first and which is second. Which
no, no, no. It's just, it doesn't matter. You could learn.
Whatever is the chum of the cool. Yeah, right. So he says, when you're at the Rams on the forest, you didn't be good having the rice, but Chain Bahadi Alfin and Kabahom the rice. But Philo Hochi said, after the Rabban and Echmiru in the sukkah, Hechad will have the Mechitas Nikos Kolka. That's his own around. Hashta osi shaper nami hadon skin of yimush when hanet tarti having a kilt alchemet avon chemet alkilt emalo tzvicha you can't tikshul ashmin a havel oshmin hanet asim mekolshen kain right and the others will certainly learn out well my the priest has shaper the ikar milsa that's for kavachom and chemet when akati lo sagi b'hachi the after the baranich mir yosim besuka the lo name amigo hechva mechiz nikaros mushu hachi tzir lekulu bein lefresh ram bein lechel lechalap urush in other words he's just taking off on his antitosis and his mechitz nikaros issue. Okay, the parashu has emphasized mechitz nikaros that would prompt us to be more machmir sukkah is the point, right? The requirement for mechitz nikaros.
That there is a tzad chomer.
Right, that's the point. Okay, there's a chomer by sukkah because of mechitz nikaros. Right, the chomer. That's the tzad chomer exactly, and that's why Rabbi had to say we need the migo for Shabbos to sukkah also. That's why I say that. Right, good. Next, Aruchaner has the same kasha with different tarets. Aruchaner the 13 is on the base. The Gemara Abu Mechil Gilchom with the Melo Ksas Kasha. The Kati Lo Linkod Ela Bechein LeShabbos. The Kavachomer Kevin Mekilta Chamir Tamir Migo Koshke and Mabish Eishol Lechi Ba'akav Peace Mitzvahs Beres Abu Mechil Tarkilta. They should also. He quotes the Pneshu, he has the same kasha. On his night, he has shown that the E have a Tanaka, and I've been in the Dafka Hossam and Amigo, came to the state to find us Ma'aliyahin, Ushrisha's robe, came to Mamid Tefach Pachos Migimel, Tavi Rove Dauphin, also Abagawa Posse Rose, came to the Lekka to find us Ma'aliyah. Yeah, 1 second. So what's he saying again? No. Read it again. Same kasha, right? Good. Racy shook our hair gift for the yeah, because we only had the one case. So what? Yeah, if I would have only had, if I would have had only the case of the two walls and a lechi, okay, I would have thought, what? And you need two full walls, let's see it inside again. If Rabbi would not have said the migui by Tumovi and Pasi Rose, I would have said, yeah, I guess I would have said that you need two full defanos plus a rove. On the third.
It's a similar answer that the third
side also needs to be. Right. He doesn't use the term Mechitz Nikaris. He's saying the robe is by definition Mechitz Nikaris. That's what you're saying. Yeah, he doesn't mention that. He says the father.
Yeah.
Right. No. It's just, right. Again, common denominator of Pnei Shur Achon there is if we're looking for a tzad in which sukkah will be more chomer. So Pnei Shur said because of mechitzas nikaros. He's saying, or said rov dolphin. I came the lecker the father of Aya. I will give a lecker. Like a belecher, the lecker rov dolphin. Yeah. What's his tzricha? So that's the Pnei Shur. The Achaneir says what? Yeah, what's the Achaneir says? I would have thought that's only when you have two plus a rove, okay? Because remember what was the third wall? Remember it was Tefach Shochak. It was a little more than a little less than 3 hours closer, but put together you had four, more than four plus, which is rove. Or actually, we discussed 3.5 plus. Let's say four. So you have rove of the dolphin. So maybe that's where it works. Maybe that's where it works. But it won't work if you don't have three. It only works if you have two full walls plus a solid third wall, which is rove of the dolphin, rove of the shear. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, l'chein k'mash rove, da'afti, da'abraitz, mitarits, le'el, l'chach, lo'tani, ha'agma, v'sheshu lechi, that's the side point why he spells out more detail. The Amora always gives more details. But again, we understand his basic answer, right? It's more. I'm not sure he's driving at the end now. The Yishon Davka Brice was asking that time. It's over. This is why they weren't spelling out. Okay. There's an interesting Minchas Chinuch. You got a chance to look at it? No. It's a Shin Chav Hei. How far do we take this rule, just to summarize this last point on this issue, how far do we take this rule that Migad HaVadofen and the Shabbat HaVadofen and the Sukkah? He's talking there in Mitzvah Shin Chafei in Os Yud Aleph and Minchas Chinuch. He's talking about what if he stole the wall? Is it Dofen there? It's a Gozel, right? Mitzvah Bob Avera, that's the subject he's talking about. So look at 14. He nearly borrowed Baz Hashem from Moshita Tosus Sukkah Daftez. The Mitzvah Bob Avera Arkham Dabonim the Sukkah Gzul Psul Mitam Lochem. In Gozel had the Fano Shal HaSukkah, B'Shabbos Shal Sukkah. Let's say you use stolen walls for the Shabbos of Sukkahs. Okay? Can be Yotze? Okay? Because Mitam Shabbos, it works. So, me got a Dovel of Shabbos, a Dovel of Sukkah. This is the type of Shabbos that Minchas Chinuch would ask. There's always this, lumpus in case, but it's a good aura. How far, how ironclad, how tight is this, this limit? He says, you stole a dolphin from the Shabbos Sukkah. Yotzeba, come on, seek a chamov, sheshalachi. Or have a pasvi rose. The Ruhr Shamba Sukkah. The Miga Dabi Dovel Shah Dovel Sukkah. Mayan Shamba Ranam Rishamba just saw it. Chazina, the Avta Xer Sakas, the Zed the Lavi Dovel and Sukkah. Right, they learn after Lachem. We come up from EF Shatatil Chatzoin. We came to Matil Shabbos, Matil Sukkah. Him came, Hachanami. He the Torah Puzzle, a Dolphin, a Gozel. How about a Kilo and a Dolphin? We come up from Khan, doing the Shabbos, Abish Yachin. I feel with Fanach Zulim. Okay, if you enclose an area with stolen walls, it's still Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, I read off in the Sukkah. Come on, we call on the Fanosh, we're going to talk in the Dolphin of Sukkah. We call Mokum and Shabbos. We talk Chachag, I read off in Kain, Kain, Nami Yotzeba. But first he says, well, Yotze. Right. But then he says, Shuv Reisi Shazetos. That can't be. The Be'emes Migo Amrinu L'Shavi Dolphin. Okay, after lo Havi Dolphin, Mishum Inyan. Kev, the new Shabbos Havi Dolphin, Yev Sholom Meimer, the new Sukkah lo Havi Dolphin. What is this Migo? Migo takes something which by itself does not qualify as a dolphin and says, well, if it qualifies for Sukkah, well, if it qualifies as a dolphin for Shabbos, it qualifies as a dolphin of Sukkah for the Shabbos of Sukkah too. Okay? Avaloa Mirin the Shabbos Le'ish Hazeh, dolphin. We're not going to say it counts to him as a dolphin. The Ebem is high to have a dolphin gomel in Shabbos, a gomel in Sukkah, da nitzel yotzibo. Right? This stolen wall is a perfectly good dolphin. It's a dolphin. Matter of fact, If the victim will use that wall, it's his, so it would be a good wall for everything, right? The nigzel himself, yotzibo. If you have a nigzel mochel, and the nigzel mochel, agazik, abu yotzibo. There's nothing inherently wrong with the dolphin. The nigzel can be yotzibo with it. Even the gazik can be yotzibo with it. The nigzel is mochel, nothing inherently wrong. So there we can, we can say, miga david dolphin ish. So you want to say, miga david dolphin ish yadua, the hara nigzel, ye dolphin, gam la gazim, zelo motzibo. Okay, well, since this wall would work for the nigzel, it's also going to work for the gazel. There's no such rule. No, you can't say that. Zelo matzino. Zelo matzino. Migo rak l'shavi dolphin. Dover she'eno dolphin. Avo l'shavi dolphin l'shadua she'eno etzlo dolphin. Okay, lo shayetze. So, but the question is why? Akul chora, it's gam zetzor, tam loma. Loma lo gam b'chai gav. The cave no, like gazel avi dolphin l'shavi zabet, so gam kein dolphin in sukkah. Why not? That's it. You're saying the obvious. It just can't work. It's ridiculous. Why is it so ridiculous? That's what he's getting at. He says, okay, Achatam Pasha, the Migo lo amina, rak ma shesh chisaron b'dfanos, kevin a Torah agma yidin d'fanos b'suku b'shabbat. Amina amigo. Ava ma shesh chisaron ain't a b'dfanos levad. Look what he says here. Ela gamba schafa gamba karkal shol suku. Guess what? A stolen wall, the whole sukkah is no good. Not just the wall is no good. The schach is no good. The karka is no good. Nothing is good. Okay? The tagamak, everything is no good. And by those things, those shach can be good. Okay? B'chimyesh as a psul b'schach. Let's say there's a problem in this sukkah with the schach. Okay? Would we say, he says the Minchas Chena, well, I consider the sukkah because the dofen for Shabbos, the dofen for sukkah too, so I'm a good sukkah. But the schach is no good. But it doesn't matter. For Shabbos, it's considered Shabbos. So it should be considered. Would we say that? Absolutely not. Right? The problem is the schach. The problem is not the dolphin. Right? You see his lashon? He says, the five at the bottom. Ain't no good five at the bottom. The schach. The gamba karka is all schach migo. The chimyesh is a psul b'schach. Yomo migo da haber shiach le Shabbos. Vaday, ain't no. Kapsul, ain't no machat fanos. Hachanami, after psul atom machmas, right now it's a problem with the dolphin because it's a, it's the stolen. Mikom lochom lo machmas, it's fanos levad. It's not only a problem with the fanos. Rak psul zeh shav gam mischach of a karkash. Moshwan leel, lo shav migo bekai gavna. Nehi dav fanos. Mikom lochom lo gorom, mi gozo al karkash of chavero. Okay. Osika oschach chavero. After I restuch on the Shabbos, mikom lochom psul besukkah. It's still going to be possible for sukkah. If I stole some sukkah, I'm going to show you for Shabbos. Who cares? That's not the problem. Oshayach migo ki apsul eno machmas ha-dofen. Hachanami apsul ha-dofen. Mekom ha-dofen. Mekom ha-dofen. Eno machmas ha-dofen. When he's atzoroi, you can't oshayach migo. I got the pashut ball. It's obvious. It's got to come out that way. Okay, but you see, it's just an interesting point. Okay? I'd kind of first, so give just one, quickly go through the next point in the Gemara, and Zayin Beis. Okay, just I ended with a Minchas Chena because it's an interesting application of this Migo. Okay, now back to the Gemara. So it's about Zayin Beis, about 10 lines down, right? B'shechamta mitzilta, we actually saw this once before. B'shechamta mitzilta psula. That's a citation from the opening Mishnah. Like the Mishnah said, if there's more sunlight than there is shade in the sukkah, it's possible, right? So says the Gemara, Tanar Bonim, Chamta machmas sichoch. Below machmas defanos, we say there's more sunlight in the sukkah. It's possible. That's only if the more sunlight is because of insufficient schach. But if you have a sufficient amount of schach, but your sukkah has more sunlight in it because the sun comes in from the angle from the wall. You have clear wall. You have windows. You have one of your, in my sukkah. Some of the panels are clear. You know, so there's plenty of sunlight that comes in. Very beautiful. So is that a problem? So according to Chacham, no, it's not a problem. Okay, it's only machmas sichoch, but all machmas defanos. Okay, so says the Gemara. As Rashi said, chamto machmas schach, poselas bo, below chamto machmas defanos. Good. So, however, it continues, or Yoshe Omer, no, af machmas defanos. Yoshe says, no, even the defanos. All right, Omer Yema Bar Shamma Mishadabai, my time to Yoshe. The Ksiv, the leanings that we have coming up now, the Sakosa. Right, the sakosa, that's a pasuk in Truma. It's in Truma. It's like Samto Shamas Arona Edus v'sakosa al Aronis aparoches. Okay, v'sakosa al Aronis aparoches. Now, paroches is a mechitza. We saw this at the beginning of the year, no? The Torah refers to this wall as schach, the sakosa, or the paroches. So alma mechitza kischach binan. Apparently, the mechitza has to be like the schach, has to keep out the sunlight, because it's called the mechitza. Okay, Rabbanan, who the nake of Beporto, the Mexican schach. Rabbanan, a different thing, it has to be. It could be a partition, but it's going to be folded at the top. Remember we had that? It would be folded at the top to make it a little bit like a schach. That's what we learned. But not, yeah, but okay, good. That's a machlokas here in the Gemara on Zion Bay. Okay? Rashi. Parochas mechitza. He d'chsib. V'hindila parochas lachem. And so on and so forth. Rabbana, right? And that's it's a parochas mechitza. It separates between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodoshim. Rabbana amacha mai v'sakosu. Amacha mona liko bo lamala porto. Cain Gag, Yasem Mitzasa. You should fold over a little bit to make a little bit like a roof. Okay. All right. So, a couple things I want to point out. First of all, so that's a Byoshia. So, yeah, so that's my hope. It's a Rabbana of Byoshia. Byoshia says, no, you can't have. The Schach also has to be. I don't know what sort of word that is. You can't let light in. Now, if you go back to the Gemara and the Zainam Ralo, so there is a Tosis there, the second of the Tosis, Shalom Yehe Ben Kanacha, Chaver or Shol Shol Tvachim. Okay, one second. Wait, okay. So Tosis, yeah, so look at Tosis. Ein Zeh Kibyosh, it's all about Mechitas Kisrach, Tzilta Mechal Moso. That which we set up on Amud Aleph, we said you can set up. Remember the case of the corral, right? The makeshift mechitza. You said we can put posts as long as what? There's no more than three tefachim between. Tosfos simply points out that wouldn't work for Rabbi Yoshi. That's what he's saying, because you have chamtum mitzvahs. According to us, Rabbanan, it's not a problem as long as the schach is good. Who cares? You can have these posts. So Tosfos simply points out. I didn't do it on Amud Aleph because we hadn't read this gemara yet. But that's what Tosfos points out. Okay, but now if we look back again, we know that for the most part, sukkah. I showed you several Rashi at the beginning of the year on this point. Right, that sukkah really is the schach. Look back in Rashi on Beis and Aleph on the Mishnah on this line of the Gemara. Shachamta from the sukkah. So the Mishnah says that's one of the psulim. Shachamta from the sukkah. So look in Rashi. Rashi says, Chamta Mitzilta. Where's the Rashi now?
Last one.
On top. Yeah, Moshe. Yeah, Shechan Mitzilta. Hamuat Batel Berov. Arev Kimish Eino. Al Shem Aschach Kruy Sukkah. So, first of all, he says, it's called Sukkah Al Shem Aschach. So Rashi is clear, he'll learn a lot like Rabbi Yosha, basically, that the only problem is the schach. And he says that there, when it's chamtum, it's a little bit of tzilta is nullified, right? We discussed that about the bittul and so on. So again, just emphasizing that the schach is how we define it. Now, we turn now to Tosos on our page, from Zion or Beis, and that third Tosos on our page is Mechitza. You know what happened? Mechitza hu ukri rachmon schacha. So what the parochas is, it's a mechitza, it's a partition that separates an area. It's a vertical partition, but it's called schach. So the Rabbanan said, it's called schach because they fold over the top to make it a little bit horizontal. But that's not my issue now. He says, it's called schach. Says, so it's a very important point. Meha denafkalan mechitzas le'am besukas kari rachmana schacha lo motzi darish. The hasam lo darshina el mitura. The Tayyid, the Kula Modul of Mechitzas Psalas Gorviyakim. Tosus makes a couple important points here. Okay, Tosus says, from that which we learn, remember how we learn Mechitza, Pasukos, the with the Vav, without the Vav, the four, we spent time on that, right? So that was the Dabdal? No, the Vav, yeah, the previous summer, right? So so he says, so you can darshan out from both the two things. The teda the kulu mode the lobinu mechitzas psolas garmi yekiv. He says Nobody holds that the mechitzas have to be made out of the same material, so is Gorm Yaakov, that the schach has made. Even though we call the dofen schach, but we don't call it schach insofar as what? Saying it's got to be made out of the same materials. The karka, the tallest man of karka, the makal tumma, and so on. Okay? That's what Tosus points out. But as we're going to see, not everybody necessarily subscribes to that. So let's look at the Maharshal, the Chokhma Shlomo. Back. It's the same as pagination of the Marsha, same thing as the Marsha. So, again, it's by all the Zaymer Bays. So, the Chokhma Shlomo is under the Rif, is under the Marsha, I mean, and he says, Tosu Vas Mechitza Hiva Tate the Kulma, near Bainai, near the Kulo Tanai the Hacha. And it means everybody, Vahachi Kamar. Afa Pita Darsha Hacha Mechitza Kuishach, Mikomoka Modul in Psos Gormiak of the Lavikisach. Okay? In Ken Kabachoma, the Madi Rashin La El Mitur, the Visukas, the Lomabira, the Mechitza, Avalo Damos Kalashach, connected to the previous Sukkah. But at the end of the day, the Marshal is saying everybody agrees that when we go, we call the Sukkah. We call it the Fana Schach, Sukkah, it's not for the Schumer. Okay, that's what the Marshal says. And that's what we're told. So the Marshal, here on above the line, Tibamas Mechitzi Yikorach, one of the Tate, etc., is not so convinced. Not so convinced that's true. I am Marshal. Udvar Tchuk Mitanatsun, Eila Akbar. Behead the Kosov Mordechai, the Shema Rav Yol, the Yosha Nami, the Yom Mechitzi, so it's Gorm Yekov against Tosis. Guess what? Okay, Kishah. I will beard the very end of Kulu Modu. When Tulsa says Kulu Modu, doesn't mean everyone in the world. It means Hayu Kulu Tanai Deva El, the Nafka Mechitis and Mesukas. The Anan Al Korach of the Sri Lanka Drosh and Masoris Omikra, okay? The Mechitis and Mesukas, that was the whole Eishan Omikra, Eishan Masoris, okay? Kichad Mehana Tanai. But Kulu Haki, Islam, the Lopin Mechitis of Solis Mariaka. Al Korach of Hanam Mishum Delo Dashinaba Elamitura. Of a Ryoshin, Dorshe and Mashva Use the Korach. And father, the boy Nami Mechitzas Misol is Gorm Yaakov. Moshe goes Morocco, pain and purge. Rashi, the common season, I'll be the couch, we'll see in a second. The Marsha says, not so fast. The Marsha says that according to Yoshia, no, sir, according to Yoshia, when I say, he's not learning after an extra verb and how we read it and everything else. He's learning after the simple definition of the word. And he holds the definition of the word Sukkah includes Mechitzas, includes the fun. How do we see? Because it says, it's Sakosa, Parochas, Parochas is a Mechitzas, it's a partition. And it's called the Schach, the Sakosa. So therefore, it says that Yosha has the dinim, and the Marshal has the dinim all the way. And he's saying that's what Tosus means. Tosus means, he said, when he says, when Tosus has the expression, the Kulu Modu, it only means those, Tanoim, we'll learn it out from, you know, the Vav, the Mechitza, the Eishen, the Mikesh, and so on and so on. You follow? That's the that's the Marshal. So that's the Marshal, rather. So the Machokas, the Chachma Shalom, the Marshal, and the Marshal, what Tosus means. And I'll call upon him, it's the Machokas between them. Okay, how far do we, you know, how far do we go? In other words, do we say everybody agrees or not necessarily? Okay, now look at the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand this whole discussion, in a certain sense. 23. Pnei Yeshua says, here in Sukkah Zandar, B'tozah mechitz mechitz, this tozah. B'teda, the kulu modu, the lobe nun mechitz b'shoz gem yekev. I am Marshal, Marshal Zal, U'mashahik shah Marshal, Pish Marshal, Miloshan Rav Yazal, Yesh Lismoa. I mean, what did the Marshal say? Can't be like the Marshal says, because the Rav Yoh says, you do need Psoz Gorm Yaakov. So Pnei Yeshua says, Yishukayach. So the Rav Yoh says that. Doesn't mean Tosfos says all that way. I mean, I understand the whole kasha. Gavra, again, Yesh is more second line. Do'atu Gavra, Gavra Karam? You're asking, well, no, Tosfos can't mean that, because the Rav Yoh says the other way. What do you mean? So maybe it's a Machokas. Rav Yoh's going to bala at Tosfos, it's a Machokas. Won't be the first line. The Lechor Al-Korach, the Tosfos Lonach, so as far as Rav Yoh. It can't be cooler. And if we just told like that, we wouldn't use the words kulu modu. L'chach nira iker, says the Pnei Yeshua, l'chach nira iker kamala tosu kifesa mar shalzal. T'lo mashu tosu klal she yispor shum tana the be'ina mitfanas b'psoz gorm yakev. Al karcha the flub Yoshia mode. The Nahid, the Yalat, the Mechitza Kishach, Hanutafkele inyan sale belachod. This is not providing sale. Okay, the in schach gufalo itzich lamelo mishum drush elabit pasha shum schach. But the schach itself, you didn't need a drusha to tell you it has to be more shade. That's what schach is. Okay, that's what it's covering. It's a covering. That's what it is. Okay, the lashon schach hanu shetzil to meruba. Can you see if a sukkah tail would sell yomam? Right, I mean, that's obvious. We came the mechitza nami karach on a sukkah. We nami tzil to meruba. Masha enu came b'shaydi in a sukkah. The lo asher mi pasta lashon sukkah. All the other dinim, which are not simple definition of the word sukkah, and mishum drasha, then after Rabbi Yosha Moda, they were green on the drasha. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So that is the Pnei Yosha. But if you look now in the Mordechai, turn to the back, we'll move to finish up shortly. Look way in the back of the Mordechai. Should be what, right after the Riv. Mordechai, it's Remez. Tovshin Lamed Aleph. Look at the first page of the Mordechai. First column. You have it there?
Yeah.
So Mordechai, in my edition, well, there's no paging. It's right after the Otsum Lefarshim. Well, it's not paginated. It's not a new pagination, just the Mordechai. So it's going to be our first... first column of Mordechai. So, you see about the paragraph down is Toshin Lamed Aleph, but we're not there, we're in the middle of it. Okay, it's got to go further down. It says, Rabbi Yoshia Omar, it's pretty much right before Toshin Lamed Beis. You see it? The last paragraph. It says, Rabbi Yoshia Omar, Ach Machmas Zephanos, Kosa Rav Yah, to Rabbi Yoshia, who adin the ain osim mechitzim davar kama kotumah, velo bechol davar sheish pein of ischach. But he says, Velas, Helchasa kavasei el karbon. Mordechai's Melach is not like him. I mean, he's not, maybe that's what he holds. It's maybe Yosha Taka holds that way, the way the other Rishon learning. But says the Mordechai, guess what? I don't care what he holds. We don't pass him anyways. Okay, we don't pass him like that anyway. So that's how the Mordechai says. And the truth of the matter is, it looks like that from Yushalmi. It looks like that in Yushalmi. The Marshal alludes already. Take a look at the Yushalmi in Sukkah Parak Aleph, Aleph Havav 25. Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Ruchama Chanina V'Sako Sala Arnes HaKaporez. Mikan sha dofen karischach, and mikan sha osin tfanos, the dover shemakabal tumo. What? So we look at the commentaries to figure that out. Because first it seems to say in the Yerushalmi that we call it dofen tzach, and therefore you can make it out of someone's makabal tumo. What do you mean? I would say therefore you can't, no? Right? So the carbonate explains, hachagar simba sagos on a part, it's again, sukkah, Yerushalmi sukkah, parakal ahabab. Mikan sha dofen karischach, bol omar. Minolei the ksheres of panos ha-mesukas tassel ha-chayofin and the aim is sachem dovar k'mkabal tumor. The kevich of gam the panos k'msuk im ken lama yirshu heim liyosh dovar k'mkabal tumor. The kamar ha-de the panos k'msuka mehechak yalfisho mehitsiv v'sakau sarat ha-paroches u-paroches mechitzi v'kar yischocha. Okay, that's where we learn from. And mikan she'os in the panos k'mkabal tumor sh'arei paroches dovar k'mkabal tumor. The dialogue that I did, the hand of the father says, "Can you don't show parochah?" Says the way you read the Yerushalmi again, Shalom is always cryptic. Okay, look back now, 25. Rabbi Yassi Hashem Chama Bechanina, v'sakos alar v'sakaporis. That's how we learn that the dolphin is called tzchach. Right from there. Oh, from there. So now mikancha dolphin goes tzchach. Mikancha osin tfanos dolphin from kabel tuma. Since you learn it from there, then the parochas didn't have to be made out of. So it's Gorviyakov. So you can only learn from what you learn from another bit of Daya, right? You can only learn from something else. You only learn what it teaches. You can't now be more Chomer. We're going to learn from the Mechitza that the Fanas is called Tzchat, and not only that, but it's going to be stricter. It's going to have a stricter din than the Paroch itself. The Talmud can't be stricter than the Rebbe, right? You can't learn more. That dialogue was made in. That's similar. It's not exactly Kama Chomer, but it's the same idea. That, you see how the Kabbalah explains? That's how you read Yushalmi. So it comes out the Mashmos Yushalmi is that, not like a Yosha, okay, is that it does not have to be. And the Prey Moshe explains also, I picked the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is, you see me go on. But anyway, look at the Prey Moshe, and Sukkah Parakavah Lechavav, Yushalmi 27, the Sakozor is a Baruch, the Sukkim Parish Pekudei, Im Kerem Mikan Shadofa Gorschach, Shara Paruch is Mechitzi, Uksiva sakosa mikan shows in the funnels. He's referring to a Gemara, which we'll see in a second. But I do want to point out the Or Zerua, Cheres Beis, Uchasukas, and Reish Peites, Oz Beis, 28. Quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay, quotes this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Relay, Bishem, Rechama, Chanina, Tzivis, Akos, Alas, Kaporas, Mikan, Shadov, Gorshach, Mikan, Shos, Vavad, Dover, Shem, Makamatum. If he's there, Yerish, Ola, Farsh, the Hodik, Sonny, Vekulam, Cheres, That's the mission Yud Beis, which we saw also in the past. Chavil Zodin, Koy, the Ksherim, the Rice, Afil is Chah. Rabbanan, the Gozer, Bob, the Tfano. O, the Tfano, still Gozer. O, Kafiza, Hayatokla, Hazar, Shalom, Asos, Hatfanos, Midom, Kabotum, the Angel, the Arts. But the Or Zerua says the other way, learning the Yushami, not the way the Pnei Moshe and the Kamehde learn it, but you know, not limited by that Dio or whatever it is. They say once we learn it out, it's got to have the same dinim all the way. So Zerua has that sheet. He's referring to the Gemara in the Mishnah, the Gemara of Yud Beis and Aleph, which we've seen, 29. The Mishnah says, Chavilei Kash, but the Eitzim, the Zvadim, Ein Mesakuman. But for Kulan Shetir Ksheres, the Kulan Ksheres of the Fanas. So how far do we take that statement, Kulan Ksheres of the Fanas? It's a part of the same Achot. It's Kulan everything? Or no, just these things that are mentioned here. That's what Zerua points out. When it says Kulan, it's the ones that are mentioned here. Okay, for whatever reason, those are going to be kosher. Okay? Now Rashi avoids the whole problem. Rashi, then, you base him off on that mission of 30, says, Ksheres of the Fanas. Okay? Or look at the Chulun. The Chulun are Psul Shem Mishach, Shem of the Fanas. The Kol Sukkah, Akos of Schach Mashma. The Dolphin Loikur Sukkah. The Nafka on the Fanas from the Sukkahs, Sukkah, Sukkahs, that should be toured the Koyal Fin of the Lomash Rose. Hilchot Sukkahs Tassim Ashma Garacha Schach with the Koy. When it says Chag Sukkahs Tassim Chom Ospe Chom Garacha Vecha, meaning that the Sukkahs you made Psul is going to be Yak, it's only about the Schach itself. So Rashi avoids the whole problem. It doesn't do with the Shami. But there seems to be two different ways to read the Shalmi. Okay? Take a look. It's just in Sfas Emes, 31. Sfas Emes says, Shom B'mor, B'yoshia, Omer, Afila Mapa Tifanos, Efshel, the day came from the Schach, the Kroa, Kala Kama Tifanos, the Fat La Postin, the Behuda, the Zorch, the Tifanos, Mishach, Kosher. Okay? Like that from Sham, or Yassi, whatever it was. In Kenya, Shom, the Lakula Namin Starfin. In Naset, Siltan, Rubai, they had Tifanos, Vaschach, Kemal Besuka, Gavoa, Sagi, Mishach, Mo, the Pirish, Chapter, the Behuda, the Ka, Kol, Biyach, and Mishach, Vadofa, look what he says. He says, well, if you're going to take that stringent view, and you're going to say that the Tifanos also have to be, it's like, it's called Tzach, and you're taking it all the way. So it could be, you could argue, that when it says that the sukkah is posel, it's chamtu and mitzilto, okay, and kosher tzilto, let's say the schach is take, chamtu and mitzilto. But with the solid walls, it'll be, so it counts. He has a twist, it's the opposite rule, right? He says the other way around. He says, and it was with the two together. The pirish chamtu and ruba, who are called biyachar, and schach, ubeh adofen. So it's not an interesting question. In terms of the Pesach, one with this, the Shulchan Aruch says that same sin of Tov Reish Amit Zif Aleph, Kol Advarim Ksherim L'Tfanos. Okay? Vafilu Chamt Mitzilto Mach L'Tfanos Ksherim. Okay? Now he quotes it, I'm more clear, you don't make it out of something that smells bad, or, you know, something else. Something to dry out, or to wither away, and so on. So the Bir Agro says, in Zif, Shulchan Aleph, Kol Advarim,
the second half, yeah.
we quetch through what the Rishali meant. Because remember, I pointed out to it seems backwards. So the Gaur simply says it's saying Mikacha Enosin. Okay? The Chain Nir, Kamishkar Sach, well, Ain Rai Mishom, the Shom, the Rishit of the Yosha. Okay? Okay. Now, the Halacha Lamaisa, we choshish for this. So the Bir Argoa, the Bir Halacha, the Mishabur, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, and that's him in Tafra Islam, it says, Ayn Bibach. Shakosid val nefesh yochol shema shuvu darkem lo shema gosu shema zeruah the machon and the defanos calling in sukkah b'davar shepsum in the rice. Some people are machon attacked that the defanos also be have to be out of things which are kosher for schar. Ayn bel yavu chen v'kios the less man the kosher. No one's kosher like that. I don't know many people today kosher. I don't know. I mean my defanos aren't made of wood, but still. Okay, so he says no one writes about raya shuvu shalmi. And it's that riot from the Rishonim is also Gamkin less of a Pirgis of Seno. It doesn't look like that Margis. The Gamma Groh Dachar as the Rishonim, the Groh reject that also, as we saw. Okay, good. The Mutal has been with the Aftos of Sachi. Okay, I'm going to go to the Pitam Akhri Shubal. That's right. The end he brings up the Ramamid. Remember? We talked about it also with the Schach. Okay, which holds it up. That's a part of the Ain Mamid of Aschach, the Apostle, the Schach, and there's Shiloh Sakhman. So therefore, you have to make sure that the panels, the walls where the schach is resting on, is also not apostle schach. But in terms of the other chumra, I don't know how many people deserve it, but okay. Bal nefesh, the bach, and shemach. Okay, that concludes this sugya. So as I mentioned, we have an interview. So, huh? 5 days.